Amidst the ongoing fighting in Iraq's Anbar province, the Education Directorate of Fallujah has announced the closing of all schools in the district.
The city of Fallujah had to close all schools due to terrorist attacks and the military's operations to deter terrorism. These have all had a negative impact on the children, especially the children's psyche.
Iraq's Anbar province has been the scene of fighting since late last year, when members of the Al-Qaeda splinter group, calling themselves the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, tried to take over the cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. Although the fighting sometimes decreases after the Iraqi army's advancements, they have still not been able to thoroughly wipe the area of Al-Qaeda-linked militants.
Iraq is going through a critical period. We need the security agencies to be vigilant. We support the Iraqi army in this war. Terrorist attacks will not stop until after the election. These operations are in order to distort the security situation and prevent Iraqis from voting.
The main feeling here in Iraq is that the situation will only get worse in the run-up to the event. Aside from the bloodshed taking place around the country on a daily basis, the education sector has become a target of terror groups operating in Iraq. The closure of the schools in Fallujah coincides with an attack launched by militants at a university in Baghdad. The schools in Fallujah have been officially shut down, and it is not clear when they will open back up again. But given the attacks on educational institutions like the one that happened in northern Baghdad on Sunday, Iraqis say they are worried to send their kids to school now more than ever. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.